Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Ariana Grande is apologizing for snubbing Elvira, the queen.
Elvira, sorry.
You're just before my generation.
Yeah, it's totally okay.
All right, now we get to pound on you for mispronouncing somebody's name. Here we go.
Revenge again. Y'all remember that Oak Ridge Boys song?
Elvira.
Elvira.
Hey, remember when Moe called Chapel Roan Chapel Roan?
You can't tell that. Go back to me.
Chapel Roan is famous today, not back in the day.
So is Erykah Badu.
She messed that one up too.
That one I deserve. Anyway. So, Elvira.
She was the mistress of the dark, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. And she recently was asked, who was the most rude celebrity that you've ever come into contact with? And she told this anecdote about the time that Ariana Grande came backstage with her friends and family. She said, I took a picture with every single one of them. I sign autographs for every single one of them. And then I, Elvira, say to Ariana Grande, can we take a photo together? And she goes, nah, I don't really do that.
Now, as I understand it, Ariana Grande asked for 20 tickets or 21 tickets.
Correct.
There were 21 people that she let in. All comps, taking pictures, autographing, everything. Yeah.
So then Elvira goes on to claim that Ariana Grande's relatives stayed for the performance, but then Ariana Grande took off and didn't hang around. And she's like, then she comes backstage and, she's retelling the story. So basically she gets all of these tickets comped and refuses to take a photo with Elvira, and then leaves the concert. So basically used her own fame and name dropped herself to get all of her friends and family in. And then when she got to meet Elvira, I was like, bye, see ya.
Because it just reeked to me that this is something her family wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So she did her family a solid, but she didn't want to be seen in a picture with Elvira.
She didn't know who Elvira was.
Who is Elvira? So now Ariana Grande is responding to this. So in a comment on Instagram, she said, I don't know what her voice sounds like. She keeps changing her voice. I'm so disheartened to see this. I actually don't even remember getting the chance to meet you because I had an anxiety attack and to my memory, left before the rest of my family. This was around 7 years ago and at the time I was really not great with being in public crowds or loud places. But if I'm misremembering this moment, I sincerely apologize for offending you so. Thank you for being so nice to my mom. She told me how lovely you were. She might have different feelings about that now, but I'll talk to her. Clearly, we all have our days. Sending love always. You'll always be our queen of Halloween.
I roll. A liar. I was so anxious. I don't even remember being there after I got 20 tickets for you.
And then she remembers it was 7 years ago.
Come on.
It's giving fraud.
Yeah, it is. It's giving fraud. And also, Elvira, if you watch her, if you like watch her interviews or, you know, she's a straight shooter. Like she's a no BSer. And like, I don't see Elvira making up a story like this and just to throw Ariana Grande on the bus. No. Like I think that's what happened. And it honestly irks me that as somebody who deals with anxiety and has had anxiety attacks, and like I'm diagnosed with, you know, general anxiety disorder, I take medication on the daily for it. You know, it's in my family history, like all that stuff. I don't want to call her a liar for faking an anxiety attack, because mm-hmm. if somebody says that, I want to believe them because I, you know, I live it and I get it. But it, like, a little part of me is like, man, that, like, if you're using that as an excuse to, like, to try to make yourself look better, that, like, that's low. Yeah.
I feel like over the course of the last year, her likability score is going down quite a bit, right?
Oh, it's tanked. Yeah.
You mean whenever he stole that guy from his wife when she had just had a baby?
Right. There was that. And then there were the clear lies about the work that she had done, even though she said she hadn't had anything done at all. Uh-huh. Then you got this whole thing going on. So it's taking a hit a little bit.
It's
here.
Not great. And I hate to come down on women, because I do think we have to give celebs and people in the public eye like some grace when it comes to handling the public. Because I get, you're Ariana Grande, people are constantly asking you for photos, and we've all been in a situation where you just feel and someone wants to take a photo and you're just like, please no. But to me, the main point of contention here is the fact that Elvira did her a solid, let her entire family come backstage, take photos, sign autographs. And would only have done that because she's Ariana Grande, the pop star. And then for Ariana Grande to not return the favors, a low move.
I also think that we're living in a society that mostly forgives when you're honest. There's always going to be some people that it doesn't matter. You know what? It's very black and white. You are an idiot. No apology is ever going to be good enough. But I think for the most part, if you just come out and you go, you know what? I did get all this work done on my face. You know what? I was a jerk that night. Most people are like, thank you for being real.
100%. And it's fine if you say that you were a jerk because of your anxiety, but just be honest and stop trying to push off blame on other things.
Hey, guess what? These cheekbones right here, not real. It's filler.
All right. Liam Payne's autopsy has come out, and it's found some things that may have contributed to his passing and his fatal fall. I am going to tell you what the toxicology report says on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.